Fur and Feathers by Claire Llewellyn. Published by Macmillan Education. A division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. 2012. A coat of hair. Dogs, cats, and other mammals have hair all over their body. The hair is thick and soft. It is called fur. Sheep have thick, curly hair. It is called wool. Humans are mammals too. We have just a little hair. Can you see the hair on your body? A coat of feathers. Birds have a coat of feathers. Most birds have feathers all over their body. A tiny hummingbird has about 900 feathers. Bigger birds have many more. A bird's feathers are not all the same. The feathers on the wings and tail are strong. They help the bird to fly. Birds also have lots of tiny fluffy feathers called down. Keeping warm. Birds and mammals have warm bodies. They have to keep warm all the time. A coat of hair or feathers helps them to do this. Fur and down feathers trap the body's heat. They trap air and keep it warm next to the body. They also keep out cold air. A fur coat. Some animals live in really cold places. They need very warm coats. Polar bears live in the Arctic. They look for food in the icy sea. A polar bear's fur coat has two layers. Short, fluffy hairs next to the skin trap the body's heat. Long, thick hairs over the top keep out the cold and wet. Keeping dry. Ducks, swans, and some other birds live in water. They have a coat of oil on their feathers. This keeps the birds dry. Sea otters have very thick fur. The seawater cannot reach their skin. They feel warm and dry. A clean coat. Fur coats get dirty and attract pests such as fleas. Mammals clean their coat by scratching or licking. This is called grooming. Chimpanzees like to groom each other. They look for dirt in each other's fur. They pick out pests with their teeth. Clean feathers. Birds wash their feathers with water. They scrub them with dust to remove pests. Then they tidy them with their beak. A bird's feathers grow for about a year. After that, they get old. One by one, they fall out, and new feathers grow. Growing fur. Some mammals do not have fur when they are born. Hamsters are pink when they are born. They do not have any fur at all. They stay in their nest and keep warm. After 5 days, the hamster's skin gets darker and hair starts to grow. After 2 weeks, they have fur all over their bodies. Now they have a warm coat and can leave the nest. Growing feathers. Some baby birds do not have feathers. Blue tits are pink when they hatch. They do not have any feathers at all. They stay in their nest and keep warm. After 5 days, their feathers start to grow. After 2 weeks, the blue tits have all their feathers. Now they can leave the nest. A special coat. A porcupine has a coat of hair, but it also has a lot of sharp spines. The spines grow up to 12 centimeters long. Most of the time, the spines lie flat. They stand up if the porcupine is in danger. The porcupine can use its spines to hurt an attacker. Look at me! Peacocks have long tail feathers. They show them when they are looking for a mate. They lift them and shake them loudly. Male lions have thick, furry manes. The lion with the longest mane looks bigger and stronger than all the others. This helps him to find a mate. Hide and seek. Some animals have coats that help them to hide. Weasels have brown coats. Their coats look like leaves on the ground. This makes them difficult to see. Owls hunt at night. In the daytime, they sleep in trees. Their feathers look like bark, and this makes them difficult to see. Winter and summer coats. Some animals have a winter coat and a summer coat. The Arctic fox has a winter coat of thick white fur. This keeps it warm and hides it in the snow. In summer, the snow melts. The Arctic fox grows a new brown coat. The brown coat hides it on the ground. Coats for us. Humans have hair, but it does not keep us warm or dry. We need to wear clothes. We make some clothes from the coats of animals. Sheep have a warm woolly coat. We make woolly hats, scarves, and gloves with the wool. How do we keep dry? We copy ducks and swans and make waterproof clothes.